Hey, everybody! Ooh! Oregon!
Woohoo!
Corey and Joel! Show number four. Good to have you with us again.
I'm Corey, that's Joel.
Yeah, this is Joel, and that's Corey.
It's our show.
This is the big show that you've been loving. All 69 downloads or whatever we got.
We're up to 69.
Three downloads. I don't know, I'll have to check and see exactly how many. Little Hot Hot Heat for you, the new record.
New music from Hot Hot Heat.
New music from Hot Hot Heat. Your new music station.
There's a new station in town. They have a new format. I don't know what it is, but it's called Doug.
Doug?
Yeah, that's the name of the station.
Is it some stoner?
It's like 93.1. They went from playing shitty pussy alternative music to playing shitty pussy John Cougar Mellencamp music. And now they call it Doug.
Doug likes John Cougar Mellencamp?
I don't know. I hate when they give stations names like that, like Alice 105.7.
Yeah. Doug.
The sound of menopause, Alice. I mean, it's like, now, Doug, what does that say to you, Doug?
I don't know. Maybe like the guy who invented the format is a guy named Doug, and he's just taking it. Just call it Doug.
You ever met a Doug that wasn't just a lame ass? Or,
I have a cousin Doug.
Yeah, you know, but he's like probably just like a white guy. Just
yeah,
bland.
Yeah. You know, you're just, absolutely
just
right.
Just bland.
My cousin Doug is a bland white guy.
You know what I mean?
He's very just, bland.
I mean, I didn't think your cousin was a Pakistani or something.
My cousin, but he's not even like an Itai. He's on the other side.
Just like the whitest white.
He's a white guy. He's a cop. Actually.
He's tapioca pudding. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But
he's a white guy. So Doug, yeah, Doug.
93.1 Doug.
The Doug.
We play their theme is we play everything. And then they'll play like it'll be like Boys Don't Cry and then Ain't That America? You know, that's like their what's the selling point of that?
Doug.
It's like
Doug sounds like the name of a guy with a crappy record collection.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to
we're
me.
Gonna play John Cougar and then we're gonna mix it up with some Cure or something.
Wow.
It's like what I don't even know.
I know. Well, we're played Hot Hot Heat, and, you know.
We're trying to desperately appeal to young girls. That's what
all
we're
all right, well, that's okay. Yeah, young girls, please. Yeah. Send us an email.
I have bad Hot Hot Heat memories.
JoelTheComic.com.
I went out with a girl that, actually, I don't have the first album anymore, because she ended up with it.
Oh, did you?
In the settlement. So I lost that one.
We saw Hot Hot Heat at the Hamtramck Blowout.
Yeah, it was us and 75,000 kids from Canada that came in over on a bus.
They gotta have some fun somewhere.
I know.
They're not having it in Canada. They're having it here in the U.S.
You know, it's funny you say that. With the NHL gone,
yeah,
CBC has been showing a lot of curling.
Yeah.
One, I'm into that.
Sure.
And two, on like Saturday nights when it usually would be the hockey night in Canada with Don Cherry and Ron McLean. And oh boy, I tell you what, that Kirk Muller, I could kiss him on the mouth though. Don't play like a Euro, kids. Anybody who isn't anywhere near Canada won't get that joke at all. But
Klima with your Jofa helmet.
I had this suit handmade from the same guy that made Bugsy Siegel's clothes. You know, like, this is the Hoover, the Warren Hoover. Anyway, Warren Harding.
It's Don Cherry Radio.
Where's those 20s?
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway, instead of hockey, you know what they're showing? Like movie night?
Yeah.
They swear to God, a couple weeks ago, they had Mr. and Mrs. Bridge was
wow.
the Saturday movie. So Canada's suffering.
I would say so.
Where once you saw Ty Domi beat the living crap out of people, now you see the icy marital relations of
Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward.
Yeah, it's so sad. It's like, what kind of hell is that?
Oh, man. Speaking of hell, I think I might be going there. If you listen to show three, remember it was called 15 Points with the Pope if you downloaded
that. You got
that.
A gig in hell?
Well, no, because I of course, spent, especially like the last 30 seconds as we were talking the way out of the show, I was screaming, die, Pope, die, and then he does. I mean, granted, I'm not clairvoyant in my thought process thinking that the 85-year-old guy who's been hunched over for a decade finally dropped dead, but
good call, though.
Well,
good
yeah,
call.
I mean, I certainly when it actually came true, I think, God, I actually recorded a show hoping for this to happen, and now it did.
Well, excellent. So
I know.
Tonight's show will be a tribute to the late, great Dick Clark, because I'm hoping he dies next.
Oh, okay.
I
well,
need
that's valid.
I
that's
need
valid.
Those points.
We did the Death Pool. If you didn't listen to show three, and you can download our Death Pool list, and I think I'm down now, because the Pope was actually worth 16, because he didn't have his birthday yet. His birthday's in May.
Oh, that's
that gives me
bitch.
An extra point. So I have 17 to your 21.
How dare the Holy Father kick off before his birthday?
So I think the only person who won't I think Simon Wiesenthal is the only guy who won't push me over the top. So if I get the next death, if Simon Wiesenthal dies, actually, so we're not going to go through the whole list. You can download that at drawthecomic.com.
That's another wonderful plug. I'm confident in my abilities.
In the death
pool? I
got
Dick Clark, baby.
But the Pope was weird, though. Like, I mean, the Pope is like, it was weird, like, the way he, like, did you see today when they, like, they moved his body? First of all, they put his body on display, and it was, like, horribly, like you could just see this, you know, this the stitches in his mouth, and it was really disturbing. And they just hauled him out like a piece of meat. Like, they don't even give him a box.
Right.
You know, you think you have, like, a casket, and you move the guy around. He's just lying on a slab.
They should put, like, lettuce around him and make it like Old Country Buffet or something.
Stick an apple in his mouth.
They don't even give him a sneeze guard. You're right.
It's weird. It's very bizarre that he's just out there. He's just, like, laid out in front of everyone.
Well, I'm not going to suggest anything about the Catholic faith, but they do believe that Invisible Sky Carpenter dictates their future. So maybe they got some weird burial rites.
That's entirely possible. But I mean, I go to like my family is basically Catholic, and when people die, we put them in a box. But not this guy,
not the Pope, man. The Pope's
he's super.
Awesome.
Can I tell
a joke?
A Pope joke?
I don't usually do this kind of
stuff. Go ahead. But, you're a comic.
Yeah, I'm a comic, and I never tell like jokes because they're
jokes.
Jokes are for what guys, you know, the water cooler do. Mm-hmm. See, Joel and I write material. We work and slay. Well, Joel does. we work hard. We write material. We come at it hard. All right, here's a joke. The Pope and Johnny Cochran arrive in heaven at the same time.
Yeah.
And they get to the pearly gates, and God himself comes down and says, "Gentlemen, you have both been so successful in your fields. You've done so much. You're such famous and powerful men that I felt only right that I should show you to your rooms personally." And they're just stunned. And so God takes the Pope to his room first. It's a nice little room, a bed, a little desk. The Pope, it's just a small little room. The Pope says, "Your Lord, thank you. I have worked to serve you my whole life. This is all I will need." And so then God takes Johnny Cochran down the hall, opens up, shows him. He goes, "Here's your room, Johnny. It's this giant bachelor pad spread. Looks like the Playboy Mansion. There's a hot tub. There's little cherubs with Courvoisier coming out of their mouths. There's girls in bikinis jumping in and out of the hot tub." Johnny goes, "Well, Lord, what did I do? The Pope just got this little room." And he goes, "Hey, look, I got a couple dozen popes. You're the first lawyer I've ever seen up here."
Oh, hey, ba-dum-bum.
So, thank you. That's 2 minutes of airtime. For a lawyer joke.
A lawyer joke. Wow, that's...
We're going to edit that right out of the show.
That's what the world needs most, more lawyer jokes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny Cochran died. I didn't even know he was sick, so we couldn't even get him in the death pool.
These sons of bitches get sick and they don't tell you about it.
Yeah, those bastards.
They should really... I want, like, a chart from the hospital. I want his EKGs. I want ultrasounds.
His white blood cell count.
Oh, absolutely. I want updates. This should be like fantasy football. You should have stats and figures on the hour.
It would be good. It would be good, but we don't because we don't hear about Johnny Cochran.
Right now, I want Jerry Falwell's pulse on the hour.
Yeah, Jerry Falwell. That's a guy who can drop that.
Oh, man.
But Johnny Cochran can... I'm not missing him.
No.
No one really had a bad word to say about him, but he's, you know, he was up to some shenanigans.
He let O.J. walk.
He let O.J. walk.
Everybody thinks it was, well, I mean, first of all, the jury is really who
the jury, who no one can remember now, the names of those morons. We should get the names of the jurors and just announce them every week on the show and go like, here's juror number 3, this a-hole from South Central L.A., let O.J. get off.
Pook Pook Washington. Shantiqua Lorraine of Torrance, California. You are the next asshole.
You are the OJ A-hole juror of the week.
Dwight W. Freelick from Bakersfield.
Yes. White people have moved on since the OJ jury, haven't we?
Yeah, we're, I mean, you know, there's other things. Hey, it's very tough running the country all the time, you know?
It's hard being in charge of things.
It's taxing, oppressing, and putting your jackboot in the foot of the minority. We don't have time to worry about your little victories like O.J.
Like O.J. and God. Robert Blake got off.
It is so true, though. It is so true. Every white guy I know thinks O.J. did it.
Yeah,
you don't know a single one.
You know what? Any sensible person thinks O.J. did it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying there aren't black people that don't, but...
My friend met my friend Todd, who works in casinos. You know Todd. Johnny came in when they opened up. I think it was the Motor City. He was there. Mm-hmm. And he claims he talked to Johnny, and Johnny was like, well, of course he did it. But, you know, we had all this Mark Furman and blah, and we convinced the jury that there was reasonable doubt.
Well, the LAPD sucks.
The LAPD does suck, yeah. Thank God we live in a nice, corruption-free city like Detroit.
Yeah, but I spent enough time in L.A. to know
yeah.
a little bit what's going on out there.
It's not good. So anyway, so I was on the road last week. That's why we didn't do a show for 5 days, because I had to...
Did you miss us?
I was touring the... They didn't miss me if they were in Lafayette, Indiana. At Knickerbocker's Lounge and Saloon.
Those cracker-ass hill jacks don't have internets. What are you...
Yeah, the internets. I was in Lafayette, Indiana, which was okay. Purdue's in West Lafayette, so Purdue's like right
Speaking
there.
Speaking of Purdue, Frank Purdue dropped dead.
Frank Purdue, chicken guy.
We should have known that in our research on the Deadpool. We should have come up with that.
Ate a lot of chicken. It wasn't the 80s.
He was 89 years old.
Yeah, ate a lot of chicken. Good for him.
I didn't even know that asshole was alive, Frank Purdue.
All of a sudden, he's an asshole. Yeah, well, how does that dying. Happen? How does Johnny Cochran's an asshole?
For dying and me not getting
but
points.
But Frank Purdue is just not...
I don't know. He's a guy who made chickens. What do I know?
So I was at Purdue University. I went over to the quad, hung out with the college students, played some hacky sack. And
sure.
No, I didn't. I sat in my room at the Knights Inn and jacked off to QVC. That's what I did. Yeah, exactly.
Really?
No, I didn't. I went over to Purdue for a minute.
I like the knife show.
The knife show? The Southern
That's
guy?
What I jack off to. The guy who's like, this original... Double-hilted dragon slayer sword can be yours. Look at this, made out of the finest titanium alloys.
This is not, I'm trying to tell you the story of my week on the road, and cracking wise with bits. Yeah,
these guys are like, you can get this paring knife, this Swiss Army knife, this cutlass, this machete,
yeah.
and this authentic samurai katana for only $199.99.75.
An Excalibur, and you get all the...
Yeah, people, you're going to buy the Conan sword, and you're going to...
You get a battle axe, you get all kinds of... Yeah.
The best is when the guy, like, demos it, because you think he's going to chop his finger off.
Yeah, exactly.
He's then, swinging around this thing.
So I did Lafayette, and then I went over to Decatur, Illinois, which there's just nothing in Decatur. Decatur sucks.
Yeah.
Decatur, Illinois is some bull crap.
Hey, Decatur, man. Illinois, you suck.
You suck.
We're calling you out.
You suck.
It's Illinois itself, once you get outside of Chicago, we've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah, Illinois is just not good. And then I had to spend 3 days in Bloomington Normal.
Go Illini.
Yeah, I went through, I did go through a Champaign.
I have been to Bloomington briefly.
Yeah, Bloomington, there's stuff in Bloomington, but it's not great. And the shows were horrible because there was like 10 people at one of these shows.
Yeah.
Like 9 people, just awful, just horrible. And so I'm very happy to be home.
Yeah.
Even though I did comedy, I think I did 6 comedy shows for a combined total of about 150 people. It was lovely.
Wow.
Sick as a dog. You heard me on last week's show. I was coughing.
You're getting more people listening to you on this show.
I think our podcast almost beat the level of my Indiana tour. It was with Brian McCree. Brian McCree is a funny comic, too, so it was good.
It's funny you should say that, because, Joel, podcasts are catching on.
Yeah, that was on the Yahoo?
That was in Yahoo today, yeah. From Reuters News Service.
The Reuters News Service.
Yeah.
Getting their facts wrong once again. The Reuters.
Right. What are you talking about? Reuters is full of accuracy.
Yeah. Well, what are they? What is the percentage? I read that article today.
If you want a story about a squirrel that can water skate,
water skate. How about water ski?
Oh, whatever. See, inaccurate facts.
Is that what they said?
You want a water skiing squirrel? You get the Reuters. That's
the Reuters.
Yeah.
Isn't that the oddly enough section? But this is about podcasts. This is an article. Yeah. Go ahead, read some quote.
The homebrewed audio programs known as podcasts are catching on with people who own iPads or other digital music players, including, according to a survey released on Sunday. Boy, I can't read news.
Yeah, that's why this isn't a news show.
29% of the U.S. adults who own MP3 players like Apple Computers Inc. iPod say they have downloaded podcast programs for the internet. The Pew Internet and American Life Project.
I don't believe that at all.
Really?
I don't buy that because
of people actually own MP3 players or iPods?
Well, they're just saying 29% of the people that do own them.
Yeah, they don't give you what that actual number is.
I know a lot
they claim that more than 6 million people are listening to a form of communication that emerged only last year, according to the
I know a lot of dickheads that have iPods who don't really know anything about computers and... maybe college kids.
Who has an iPod who doesn't know anything about computers?
A lot of people.
You got to get an iPod. You got to be able to at least download.
Yeah,
an MP3
but that doesn't
file.
Mean that you're going to go out and you're going to subscribe to the RSS feed to get a stupid I mean, we don't even have anybody subscribing to our RSS feed because it's not even done until we get the dedicated.
Well, that's coming very soon.
That's coming probably next week, the dedicated site with the dedicated feed. There is a feed on Joel the Comic you can subscribe to if you want right now. You'll get the show that way.
But starting next week, the whole new website.
Which we don't know the name of yet, so.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. We'll have a whole new site just for the show. But anyway, I don't know. I mean, because first of all, we've determined this, and we're going to play some clips maybe that'll be the next show. When we finally get our dedicated site and everything, yeah. Is how awful the podcasts are in general.
Boy, do they blow.
I mean, not to say that this is the greatest piece of art, but this is like a show you can listen to.
Not this week.
This week has been a real dud.
This show's suffering.
15
so far.
Minutes of crap so far, folks. We're sorry, but... Wow. The Indiana tour story wasn't good? What, the dead poem?
Oh, yeah, it was a highlight when you were like, yeah, I was in a Waffle House and...
yeah, I was in a Knight's Inn.
A
and
fly
and
buzzed by me and...
I got to have Chick-fil-A.
Did you, really?
I got to have Chick-fil-A, which was nice.
I briefly thought about putting my dick inside the Waffle House waitress, but I figured... I figured, like, at least four or five little scuttling iffins had crawled out of that thing and were throwing their Lego blocks and feces around her little trailer apartment. I figured it was. I looked, I said her name tag said Raylene, and I figured that just was probably a bad move. Yeah, it was a great story, Joel. I loved it.
No, the Waffle House waitresses are nasty. I didn't go to a Waffle House.
I got
House.
My hash browns double loaded.
I didn't see a lot of them. No. I went to a Bob Evans. Boy, there's some spry go-getters in the Bob Evans, let me tell you. Woo-wee.
What are you talking about?
I took Brian McCree to the Bob Evans, and you know Brian McCree, and you probably don't. Very funny comedy. He's a black guy.
Yeah.
We took the black guy into Bob Evans in Decatur, Illinois.
Let's clear something. Brian's hardly a black guy.
Well, he's Irish. He talks about that in his show. He's Irish.
No, I mean, Brian's a great guy.
Brian is a great guy. He's a good guy.
But he's not like a big...
I had fun with Brian.
He's not a big... You know, banging, slanging.
No, he's got dreads and stuff, though. Brian's got, like, big dreads down to his shoulders and stuff. Yeah.
Funny guy. Check out Brian McCree.
Check out Brian McCree in your town. He's from Flint, man. He's straight up from the hood, man.
True that.
Peace to my homies up in Flint, like Brian McCree and Mark Still and all our other homeboys.
We could be coming to Flint soon.
We could be coming to Flint radio.
That's right.
Very soon. We'll make. They'll give us gas money to drive there.
Deal in progress.
So yeah, we went to a Bob Evans. I don't know. And do we have a name? We have a name for the show this week. You came up with it.
Yeah, the show's this week will be titled Racks and Brackets
because we're going to get to that in the second half of the show. Racks and Brackets. Just tease you with that.
I don't know if anybody cares about the name of the show.
Well, but it distinguishes the show from the last show you listened to.
Okay.
Because you go on and you go, I listen to the Eat Betsy show. I listen to 15 Points for the Pope. And I'm listening to the Racks and Bracket show. And then, you know, it all comes around. It all comes out in the wash, dude.
That's R-A-C-K-S, not
Racks.
R-A-X, which is a roast beef chain found in most of the southern Midwest.
It's down south. They had one up in Clinton Township where I grew up, but it didn't last long.
Right.
It was not a success.
It's like Arby's for people without taste or quality control, you know. Well, there's Roy Rogers too. You don't get those. Like,
I don't know. That's the East Coast, isn't it? Roy Rogers in
New
York.
No, it starts in Cincinnati. Here's a little tidbit no one gives a shit about. Roy Rogers was born in Cincinnati, and his boyhood cabin, the home that his parents built, is right on the third baseline of the old Riverfront Stadium, which is gone now because they got a new stadium.
What does that have to do with the fast food restaurant?
That's where Roy Rogers is from, though.
Okay,
that's where they started.
You go and you, okay, I didn't know that.
Saying, you know, some places have indigenous fast food.
Yeah.
LA's got like a bunch of like indigenous fast food.
They've got In-N-Out
Burger.
They got Del Taco and stuff like that. Yeah, that we
Fat Burger stuff you don't get out on the
Carl's Jr. and that stuff.
It's just West Coast stuff that you don't get out here.
But I had some. That's what I'm saying. I got to have Chick-fil-A, which there was nobody in the Chick-fil-A. It looked like it just opened, which is huge down south. Chick-fil-A is really good, like chicken fingers.
You love the Chick-fil-A, don't
waffle
you?
Fries. Oh, it's great. I love the goddamn.
Man, are you a
I
fat
love
bastard.
The goddamn Chick-fil-A, and it's closed Sunday because of the Lord.
Is that what we got?
That is absolutely
That's
true.
Another reason I hate this cocksucker, the Lord. Let me tell you this right now.
The Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday because, I don't know, there's a religious... I think there's a sign when you walk in, the originator of the chain will tell you why. You
know, we redid the studio, and now Joel and I are looking directly at each other, and it's...
Where would you like to look?
I'm just saying it's different. It's highly erotic. There's nothing in between us now.
Oh, no. There's no barriers.
Wow.
I could kiss you. That's right. The number one gay podcast, the Corey and Joel Radio. Look what you did.
I know. Watch that thing pop.
Yeah, you're going to be in Guitar Center buying a pop filter from a pothead now because of the way you're acting. Oh.
That thing's popping faster than cherries at a bar mitzvah.
Oh, hey-o! Ba-dum-bum. Ba-dum-bum-dum. Hey, it took you 20 minutes to disparage the Jews. I love 20 minutes. Waited. You waited this week.
I just said bar mitzvah because that's where a lot of like 12-year-old girls hang out.
And cherries are getting popped?
Yeah. You ever been to a bar mitzvah? Good
time. No, I guess I need to go.
It's finger popping time. Oh.
Anyway. All right. So what else you got? Are you gonna do this thing now that you got? You got the new Entertainment Weekly Star Wars. Did you see what I got for Star Wars? Isn't it like a bunch of different covers this week?
Yeah, there's
who are they?
It's like six different covers from the for Star Wars, but it's all the old Star Wars.
It's the old Star Wars. Not
I don't know. There might be some
cruddy
new.
Well, there's can you get Anakin with the big hood on, looking like Darth Vader or something?
With the big hood on, looking like Dr. Dre or something, like a
the big hood,
like a hoodie.
But look what I got. You see this? Now this looks better in the dark. I bought a box of, and I'm a 32-year-old man, but I bought a box of Frosted Flakes.
It's the dorkiest damn thing.
Because I love the cereal, but you also get it's a lightsaber spoon. And when you push the button, it glows. This is green. So this is green. Who was green? Luke and Jedi?
Luke or
Qui-Gon.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
The Phantom Menace.
The Phantom Menace. So this
or
is a
Kit Fisto. That's funny. I make fun of Star Wars dorks all the time, and yet I just...
You know names like Kit Fisto.
Well, I'm such a dork, I just suck it in anyway without even trying.
But yeah, you can get... I have a glowing green lightsaber. We need to take a picture of this for the website.
Yeah, we'll put that on the website. That's
the
hot.
Glowing spoon.
I
want to
see you eating a bowl of like Frosted Flakes.
Well, you know what? That's what we'll do after the show. I had cereal twice today.
Some Golden Grahams or something and put that on.
Well, Frosted Flakes. That's what I bought when I got that. So anyway, you want to do the quiz in
the Yeah, this week's Entertainment Weekly... There's the pop culture quiz, 100 questions about the movies, and there's the extraordinarily still jackable Princess Leia in slave girl outfit from
Carrie
Revenge
Fisher,
of the Jedi.
Who
Return of the Jedi, excuse me. It was
busted,
called Revenge of the Jedi. And then
it was Revenge of the
Lucas
Jedi.
Said, Lucas said, Jedis don't seek
they
revenge.
They don't seek revenge. But the Sith do in episode 3.
Yeah. But and so then if you flip it open, you get Luke's faggy looking ass. So.
Luke was cool looking in his day. But that was before he was in the car accident, wasn't he, Mark?
Oh, I guess you do get the sick. You get Darth Maul.
You get
Yoda. You get Anakin.
There's the various covers of
Han
Entertainment
Solo.
Weekly. Get to the content, dude.
I'm finding.
Corey's going to give me a pop culture quiz from Entertainment Weekly, so this will save you $350. Unless you really like this, then you can go ahead and
play along at home.
Play along at home and see how you do.
All right, it's a great American pop culture quiz. It's an all movie edition.
Oh, it's all movies?
So there's no TV and crap to fool around with.
Oh, did they do like a different one that was TV?
Usually it's like multi questions. But
so it's just movie. I have a film degree.
Is that going to help you?
I have a film. Well, I don't know. Movie watching has gone down.
Right. I'm a full-time film critic, so I think this is unfair for me to actually take this. So
that's why you're giving it to me. That's why you're giving it to me. Corey is giving me the quiz. And what do I get if I get like, I don't know, how many questions do you want to do? You want to do 15, 20?
You get, I'm going to say this, you get 10 out of 15.
10 out of 15.
You get a toffee-fay.
A toffee-fay? Oh.
Yeah.
Toffee-fay, it's too good for kids. If anyone has that gin, I looked for that gin because you didn't know the toffee. Corey was eating toffee-fay last week and it was hilarious because you're eating like this defunct 70s candy, which I guess they still make, but no one buys. And Corey showed up with it.
You got to find like a gas station out of your way. Turn left at the edge of the street.
To get toffee.
It's like some guy that, you know, last had a bowel movement in 87. Some guy behind the counter. They got toffee fay.
And they have toffee fay. So I get a toffee fay.
They got it like the same gas stations where they like sell the Nation of Islam moon pie, you know, like the bean pies. The little mini bean pies, you can get those. It's toffee fays over there.
Okay, toffee fays. I get a toffee fay that I don't think he has, but he'll owe me a toffee fay.
I'm going to owe you. Well, we'll go to the gas station and get one afterwards.
We'll get one, sure. And then we'll record that and post it up for all to listen to. Us buying toffee. Okay,
there'll be photos of Joel enjoying his toffee fay.
And these are multiple choice questions?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Hit me.
All right. Okay.
Feel free to jump around. Don't have to do them in order.
All right. Well, this is a good one, number one.
Okay.
What is the name of the Las Vegas casino run by Sam Rothstein in 1995's Casino?
Go ahead.
A, the Toronado. B, the Tangiers. C, the Legionnaire. D, the MGM.
B, the Tangiers.
And that is absolutely correct. Hold on.
Hello.
I have to find out where the answers are here, though.
Ah. Are they even in there? That'd be devious if they didn't post them till next week. Then what will we do?
What will we do?
Corey started a bit on the radio where he's going to ask me a quiz, and he doesn't have the friggin' answer.
You know, there's... No, I have the answer. Okay, so you're answers. Correct. This is Tangiers.
It is the Tangiers. There's a subsection... But you knew that anyway.
I did. There's a subsection that's, what's your Star Wars IQ? We could do that if you really wanted to dork it out.
We're going to do some dedicated Star Wars shows coming up.
We're going to save this Star Wars IQ.
Yeah, save that. That's a whole nother show. Right. But anyway, I'm one for one.
All right. I'm going to look...
One for one, baby.
Number 66, what were the three simple rules for taking care of a Mogwai in 1984's Gremlins?
Is this multiple choice?
No.
Okay. Don't get them wet.
Okay.
They're afraid of bright light. Keep them out of the bright light. Do not get them wet and never, ever feed them after midnight. Am I correct, sir?
That is exactly the same rules that apply to girls I date.
Yes. Don't get them wet. Don't feed them after and keep them out of the bright light. Two for two. I'm rocking.
You are kicking ass on this.
I rock, man. Let's. Well, you picked movies I like. I mean,
those are
not...
hard. Yeah, those aren't hard.
No, because those are good movies.
You wanted my own Private Idaho question?
I've never seen the movie, so. Matching up the difficulty. Well, I guess. I mean, that's fair enough. I don't think I've ever seen the movie, so. You can give me one.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is a good one.
Okay.
Which movie sequel came out the longest time after its predecessor?
Okay.
A, The Two Jakes.
Okay, that was a long time.
Blues Brothers 2000.
Oh, brother.
The Two Jakes, the sequel to Chinatown.
Yeah.
C, The Evening Star, which is the sequel to Terms of Endearment.
Terms of Endearment, The Evening Star.
B, Cool, which is the sequel to Get Shorty.
Okay.
Texasville, which is the sequel to Last Picture Show.
Okay, Texasville came out after The Two Jakes. And Chinatown was...
I'm not sure entirely if I know this one.
After Last... It's between Last Picture Show and... It's between Two Jakes and Texasville. And I'm going to say it is... I'm going to say it's Texasville.
And you are absolutely correct.
Yes!
Son of a bitch.
Thank you.
Wow.
See, I worked in a movie theater when Texasville and the Two Jakes were out. Did it tell you the spread? Did it tell you the spread? Because, I mean... I think that's...
19 years
between. So it was 70... 5 and 93 or something, 74 and 90. Yeah.
The Two Jakes has to be real close, though.
Yeah, I know, because Chinatown was 76. And so it was that Last Picture Show was the oldest movie on there. So I said, that's a good movie, too, by the way, Last Picture Show. Texasville,
these are, like, either really easy, like...
Well, that was a trick. That was a little bit tricky.
But there's some that are stupid, like, what's the name of the town George Bailey's from in 1946, It's a Wonderful Life?
I actually don't know that. Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life.
You've never seen It's a Wonderful Life?
No, it's dopey. Why would I see It's a Wonderful
Life? It's a fantastic movie.
I've never seen It's a Wonderful
Life.
Bedford
Falls.
I'm on record. Bedford, okay?
Mary, do you know me?
So I'm 3 out of 4.
Merry Christmas, you old movie house.
Well, everyone knows that, but I don't know Bedford Falls. I didn't know that.
Bedford Falls.
Didn't know it.
That's Marshall Herskowitz and Ed Zwick, creators of 30-something and My So-Called Life. They're... production companies called the Bedford Falls Company.
Well,
and this is why I don't get laid.
Well,
this
that's exactly more, yeah. Why. I'm not ashamed of not knowing that. I knew the three rules.
Here's a good question. Okay. Are you a Jack Lemmon fan?
I know a little bit of Jack Lemmon, all right. Sure.
All right. Number 12. What does Jack Lemmon use to strain his spaghetti in the apartment?
Is multiple choice?
No.
In the apartment. Now, I know. I don't know if I've seen The Apartment all the way through. I might have just caught it on cable. Does he use, like, a nylon stocking?
A tennis racket.
A tennis racket, damn all it. Right. All right, so I'm 3 out of 5.
That's not bad. All right, hold on.
I don't know why I was thinking, and I don't know.
Okay, here we go. Okay. You're a big Woody fan.
Woody Allen? Oh, I know all the Woody Allen. Okay.
In 1969's Take the Money and Run.
Take the Money and
Woody
Run.
Woody Allen stars as petty criminal Virgil Starkwell. What instrument does Virgil say he played in the marching band?
Oh, Jesus.
And you get three choices.
Oh, go ahead. Give it to me.
Harps, drums, cello.
Oh, he played the cello in the band. Yeah.
It's a joke, see.
What?
Yeah. So he said marching band, and he said he played the cello.
Yeah, he played the cello in the marching band. Great movie, too. So I'm 4 out of 6.
I'm gonna pick some questions people under 70 could actually answer.
Okay,
so.
Well, there might be people, these 29% of iPod users are listening to this.
I asked a damn Gremlins question. I mean, come on.
That's good. Good movie. People still watch that.
Well, that's, I'm not going to answer that. I could have picked the questions ahead of time.
Yeah, but you know, you did no preparation whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to what I
did for the second. Okay, number 51, name the original 9 members of the Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, you mother. Okay, it was Frodo Baggins. Now, don't do that. Let me think. Frodo. Samwise Gamgee. Aragorn. Gimli. Orlando Bloom.
He is elfin.
Does that count?
Orlando Bloom. He is gay and elf-like.
I don't know what... I forget what Orlando Bloom's character was called, but it was Orlando Bloom.
Legolas!
Legolas, Gandalf the Wizard, Sean Bean. I forget the name. It was...
It's what this show is.
Sean Bean?
Boromir.
Boromir.
Boring.
Boromir. I know the gosh darn Fellowship of the Ring. I understand. Give me credit for that.
You're the only guy I know who's watched, like, all 79 hours.
I did not buy the special extended... Return of the King. That's on my list of crap to buy.
Right, here's a good National Lampoon's Animal House question, right?
Everybody okay, I'm not a huge Animal House guy, but I will make an attempt.
Oh, well, this is. Can you get this one?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
This is like a multiple choice. Match? Nah, that's too hard.
Is it like a visual thing?
Yeah, it was like match the guy to his fate in the movie. But
Oh, that thing at the end where they say...
Here's one. How much was Marlon Brando paid for his 10 minutes of screen time in Superman?
It was
$1, $2, $4, or $6 million.
$2 million.
I believe you.
And somehow that sounds right, but I know he got multiple millions of dollars.
$4 million.
Damn! All right. Wow. 5 of 8. I'm supposed to get 10 of 15. So I think I'm right on pace then, pretty much.
Yeah, you're doing
all right.
What was the license plate on the Ghostbusters car? A, Busters, B, Ecto-1, C, Ghoul Power, or D, Slime Me.
Ecto-1.
You are correct.
Ecto-1.
Well, you're kicking my ass.
6 of 9. Six of nine.
Buying up a Toffee Fae for you.
Toffee Fae's coming my way.
In a pedophile-related question. 1985, Pee-wee's Big Adventure is loosely based on what Vittorio De Sica classic? We said loosely.
Oh, it's got to be The Bicycle Thief. Because it's about his bicycle. I've seen both of those movies. I never made a correlation. Oh,
Vittorio De Sica's never made another
movie. He's never made another good movie than
the bike gets stolen and he...
The bike gets stolen, sure. He loses looking for it. Yeah.
All right, are we done with this?
I don't know. I've only done 10, but I got 7 right, so...
Okay, well, I think we're pretty good.
Are we done with the quiz?
Here's a good question. A
couple more.
Who directed the 1987 comedy Three Men and a Baby?
The 1987 comedy Three Men and a Baby... boy. Gary Marshall?
Very close.
Oh, give me Gary Marshall. He was one of those lame white guys. Gary Marshall. It wasn't Ron Howard, I don't think. You got me.
Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy, damn it. See? Yeah. Leonard Nimoy was sort of doing like pop films for a while, and then I don't know what happened to him. Whoa, did you hear that? Whoa.
There's an Albert Brooks question in here, but I suppose I should move on to that.
Well, if we want anyone to listen to our podcast, I would say avoid Albert. We love Albert Brooks.
Oh, here's a real easy one. What's the name of Oren Ishii's masked gang?
Who?
Oren Ishii from
Kill Bill? I don't remember because I saw Kill Bill once.
The Crazy 88s.
Didn't know it. 7 of 12.
I tried to get something current. You know,
I know, but I mean, I know I've seen Kill Bill, but I've never seen it more than once, so I'm a little out. Seven or 12. Come on.
All right. I'm trying to find ones that don't suck.
We only got to do 3 more if we're doing 15.
I got to ask you a Nashville question.
Although I've got to get all 3 right. You can ask me a Nashville question.
Nah, it's too tough.
I know Nashville pretty well.
You know Nashville? Robert Altman's masterpiece.
That's why I'm easy.
Okay. Presidential candidate Hal Philip Walker, who is never seen but often heard
I'm easy.
In Robert Altman's Nashville, is a member of what I'm fictional easy. Political party?
Next.
Exactly.
Great movie, though, Nashville. Go
yeah,
see it.
I got to look that up myself. Nashville's one of those movies you need to take notes on.
You do. Know? It's a great movie, though. There's like, a lot of good. Keith Carradine, when he sings that song, oh, that's the best. And all the broads think it's about them.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Lily, a great scene.
Lily Tomlin. And
Lily Tomlin.
He had a thing for scrawny, straggly-looking, skinny broads,
and,
didn't he?
Yeah, and the, what's your name? Shelley Duvall. Yeah.
They're all thinking it's about them. I'll be goddamned if I ask a Clueless question.
No, I don't care about Clueless.
In Minority Report, the genetically altered humans who can foresee crimes are called...
They're not tuners? No. That, what movie did the tuning was a different movie. I don't... Sears? I don't know.
Precogs.
Saw the movie. Good movie. Didn't get it right. I failed. I'm like 7 of 13, so it's
okay.
Not
that, all right.
Or then. 7 of 14. So.
All right, then.
We've proved that
you're pretty good.
No, I'm decent.
But no Toffee Faye for you.
No Toffee Faye. It's too good for Joel.
Which of these Tom Hanks films did not surpass $100 million at the U.S. box office?
Okay.
A League of Their Own, Sleepless in Seattle, Forrest Gump, or Turner and Hooch? I mean, we know what the fucking answer is.
Turner and Hooch, yeah. Turner and Hooch.
All right, I thought that segment would work. That I was wrong.
Applause for Corey if you're listening to this.
Well, maybe you know, who knew those questions were... We've been trying to make the show a little more contemporary and urban and hip. Because we want to reach out to the...
We used to just make fun of the Jews every day.
We want
know.
The young black American crowd. You know what I'm saying? Actually, you know what I want? I want to reach out to the Indian reservation. That's what I want. I want Timmy Two Feathers Joe Bear. That's who I'm asking for.
We're going to get... I got a bongo in the basement. We're going to play like... It's like... What do you call that? What's the Indian...
A tom-tom?
A tom-tom. We'll play tom-toms for the...
No,
Indian.
I really want to reach out to the Native American community.
Okay. No, that's good. I understand.
Chief Farting Bear. Throws Like Girl. I want all of you guys out there. Really. Look, stop stealing our money in casinos. Start listening to podcasts.
Do you think they got iPods on the reservation?
Corey and Jojo.
They're all working in the casino now. They have our money.
I think we've now done it, man.
We've offended everyone.
I hit for the cycle. I think I've now called out everybody.
Do you, by the way, we got...
Look, put down the Drambuie for 5 fucking minutes and listen to our podcast there, Chief Farting Apple.
Remember when we talked about not swearing so we might actually get on the radio?
Oh, was that the plan?
I don't know.
I've been letting F-bombs fly like no tomorrow.
Yeah, you've been going crazy today.
You know, today's show is not a hallmark of this career.
But you know what we got Saturday? You know what's coming up Saturday? We haven't even talked about this even
the
off
1 week anniversary of the show. No.
We're going to have a great show. We're going to have to change the names to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
It's Bachelor Party, baby.
Oh.
Bachelor Party, Bachelor Party, Bachelor Party, Bachelor Party.
We're going
to
do a live
remote. I'd love
to
do a live Bachelor Party. Our buddy Bill's getting married.
We can set up.
It's Bachelor Party.
We're going to take the show live this summer. It's going to be exciting. We're doing a show. This is. I don't care if we have to make it up. We're doing a show live from the line for Star Wars. 3.
I'm gonna be out of town that day.
Oh, what do you mean that? No, I mean we can do it any time before the movie opens.
I know. I'm gonna be out of
town. The day the movie opens.
Well,
no, I'm saying the day the movie opens.
I think the day the movie opens, I am out of town. I think I'm going to Atlanta.
No, but the point is to do it before the movie opens to see some.
Well, the guy's gonna be in line for
sitting
a week
in a tent. Oh, there's guys already out there.
Okay, well then in that case you're on. Then the show.
I'm gonna drive by the movie theater
tonight.
Then
we're doing a show. Okay, no, that's good. So we got Bachelor Party coming up Saturday. We'll have that for you on the show, and so what we're gonna do right now, because we're 38 minutes in. Remember the show was called Racks and Brackets, people? Do you remember that from 10, 15, 20 minutes ago? We have something fantastic for you after the break here. We're gonna play a little hot heat, and we're gonna come back and we're gonna have a lot of fun after this. You know what we got? Should I tease or should I not
get your pencils and pens ready?
Get your pencils and you're gonna be able to download this. We're gonna put this on JoelTheComic.com.
Even as we speak, it's March Madness.
It's March Madness. We're going to do our tribute to March Madness. Me and Corey, not big college basketball fans.
Well,
I mean,
Michigan State lost in that.
Exactly. And I think the game is on now, but instead I'm taping the behind the scenes of the Mork and Mindy made for television.
Why don't you not reveal what a dork you are?
Well, I think the final is on right now. Right, isn't it 9:30?
I think the game's on. We might go catch a
it's
score
10 o'clock.
Update on the game. And then
yeah, probably not. But anyway, here's a little more hot heat. We're going to come back with our tribute. It's the 64 hottest chicks and who... you would like to get. And here's the Kaiser Chiefs. We're going to play Hot Hot Eat, but here's the Kaiser Chiefs. Enjoy the Kaiser Chiefs, and we'll be back with you in a couple minutes. What are you doing? They were listening to Kaiser Chiefs. You should have let it go. We're supposed to play Hot Hot Heat, and then you played Kaiser Chiefs. Right. You stupid dick. What? Play a song and give people a proper break.
We're going to edit this break.
No, we're not going to edit the breakout. We're not, because you should have just left the friggin' Kaiser Chiefs playing. So here's Hot Hot Heat. Boy, we're never going to get on the radio sounding like this. Here's Hot Hot Heat. We'll be back with the 64 out of chicks. Get your pencil papers out. Corey and Joel back with you on the show. Smooth in and outs there, baby. Smooth. Professional radio production.
Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm saying your fat fingers can't run Windows Media Player.
I'm using my left hand.
You are using, well, that's good, I guess. We're gonna iron that out. We've actually been pretty good with the breaks and the production on the show, I think. Just not today. Today wasn't the day. But that's all right, because we have production right here, baby. We talked about the name of the show today.
No one cares about the music. We just play the music anyway.
No, people, I don't really think people care about the music.
What are we, Doug FM?
But it's cool to have, like, good music, because people can, you know, maybe people go like, oh, hey, they're playing cool music. Maybe these guys will listen to them.
That Joel is so desperate to be liked that he's slavishly reads NME every week, trying to stay young. Count Dracula sucking off the lives of the young.
I haven't.
Let me tell you about this block party show. Okay, there were about three people that were my age at this thing.
Well, at the block party show.
Oh God!
Here's the final. I missed the block party show because I was doing comedy in Illinois.
Yeah. It was like an all ages show. It was over at like 11. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, they were good though. That block party. All right, so here we did, folks. As you know, if you've been following the news, the sports NCAA tournament coming to a head tonight, and in honor, this is something we did couple years ago privately, and we thought we'd bring it over to the show. I have my list. This is my list.
The pathetic geeks that we are. Joel and I sit around like concocting elaborate schemes.
That's a funny bit. What I did is I ranked chicks. Famous chicks. Celebrity chicks. Hot young chicks. debutantes and sort of not debutantes, but whatever. Right. Hot, young.
Another desperate attempt to something. Stay young for Joel over here. He's sucking the lifeblood out of the youth.
I said,
dripping his fangs.
I salivated over young girls. Oh, that is completely annoying. Oh my god! And
old sound effects.
Man. Sound effects.
I'm like the guy from Police Academy.
Hey, we're gonna give away $1,000.
I'm like the guy from Police Academy. Michael, Michael Winslow. Michael Winslow.
First of all, don't insult yourself.
That's true.
Don't put yourself down like point. That. But I came up with the 60, actually 65, because there's a play-in game, and we have 65 out of 6. You can get this bracket on JoelTheComic.com. Download it, and you'll be able to play along and see if you agree with Corey. Because Corey, what I did is I seeded these. I think according to Corey's personal taste. I know Corey's personal taste in women. It's a little left of center. Just a little. Well, it's
right
not
now,
bad.
Right now, I'm looking at a picture of Sarah Vowell. In Entertainment Weekly, and I'm like, man, I would hit that.
Who's? Let me see. I don't even.
Sarah Vowell is the like NPR girl that does. She did the Partly Cloudy Patriot.
Oh, she's on. She's on Conan once in a while.
Yeah. She's in the voice in the Incredibles.
Who cares? All right. Next up,
Sarah Vowell should be on that list of.
Well, when we do 64 nerdy girls that only you want to bang, when we do that list, which this list that I have is not that different. So anyway, we're going to try to at least get you through the first round of this. So 32 matchups. Are you ready, Corey?
Yeah, sure.
You put your thinking cap on, and we're going to argue. We're going to debate. I'm sure we're going to disagree here, but that's why we have a show. You can stop thumbing through that any minute now because that's.
I'm waiting for you to fire
annoying.
This.
Let's do the play-in game.
Take the show to the
Are
next
you ready
level?
For the play-in game? 64. So this year, the play-in game in Nancy it was like Oakland versus who? Some
Lake.
Yeah, our Lady.
Retardo State.
Yeah. So anyway, these are the two teams that really didn't belong in the tournament
our
and
Lady
immediately
of
got
the frozen
smoked.
Balls.
So this is to determine who gets crushed by your number one seed, Alicia Witt, the hot redhead that
well,
was.
That was
on,
the winner of the tournament.
Who
previously.
Won the previous tournament? But this is an all new list. What is it? We have to remind people who everyone's from too. Like what shows? Everyone's
Alicia
from.
Witt's hardly in show business anymore.
Yeah. What show was she on? Oh, she was on.
She was on Sybil.
Sybil Shepherd's.
She had a lot of movie roles.
She was on, what, Sopranos for a couple episodes?
She did a guest on that. A
couple Sopranos. Anyway, so she's the number one seed. But yeah. To see who's going to face her in the playoff, because I think this is fair for the playoff.
Sure.
Do you want Mary-Kate or Ashley Olsen? Those are the 64 and 65 Ooh. Seeds.
I think, don't get me wrong on this, I think Mary-Kate is the bad girl.
Mary-Kate, I think, was the one that went to rehab.
I'm going to go to Mary-Kate.
You're going to go with rehab?
Yeah.
So you're going to go with rehab, so we're going to move Mary-Kate.
Because bad is always better than good.
Mary-Kate Olsen.
When we're talking about chicks you want to bang.
This is chicks you want to bang. And I think the premise is, say you're in a room, okay? Right. This is the way it's going to work with two women. You're in a room.
Now,
and
personally,
you can...
neither one of those chipmunk face freaks would make my list.
That's why they're playing. It was a joke. But the thing is, Corey, you have to imagine that you're in a room and there's both of these women are in the room with you. You can only sleep with one of them. You're not going to be in a long term. It's a sexual thing. Which one do you want to bang right there, right then?
Yeah, whatever.
In front of you. So you've taken your enthusiasm for this, I'm sure, is
like
shared.
I'm really
by.
Selling this.
Just play along.
Did you get a Norton virus warning?
Yeah, Norton virus warning popped up for retards.
The show is causing viruses.
Isn't it great? So Mary-Kate Olsen
yeah.
then takes on immediately the number one seed, Alicia Witt. They're in the same room. Alicia Witt, the beautiful redhead from Sybil, nice cans, yeah. was on That's Incredible when she was 6 years old, reading
really?
Off like...
Oh, she was a... She was in Dune as
a kid,
as a Benet
yeah. okay.
Jesuit.
But a hot Benet redhead, Jesuit. Big cans, Alicia Witt versus
They're
Mary
not that
Kate
big,
Olsen.
But I like redheads.
They're nice. She's hot.
She lost the role in Spider-Man by this
a little
much
bit
to
Kirsten
Dunst.
We'll talk about Kirsten Dunst in a minute. But Mary-Kate or Alicia Witt, which one do you want?
Of course I'm going to
He's going with Alicia Witt. So that was the number one seed. So we'll move down the number eight, number nine yeah. seeds here. Here's a battle of Jamie. See, there's a little theme to some of these.
Sure.
A little theme I put together.
Pick it up. We don't have a lot of time.
Do you want a former supermodel and actress and used to bang Kid Rock, Jamie King?
Okay.
Or do you want, I think, another actress who banged Kid Rock, Jamie Presley?
Ooh.
Jamie Presley or Jamie King?
Jamie King is in this new movie, Sin City.
Okay.
And she's naked as a Jaybird.
Oh.
And she looks real good in that.
Jamie Presley's kind of annoying.
Jamie
too.
Presley's got a mouth that Mr. Ed wouldn't kiss.
Yeah, Jamie Presley looks like a duck. But they're number eight, number nine. I mean, they're very
I feel
closely
like throwing
ranked.
Her a crust of bread.
But
she hangs around the cemetery pond, and yeah.
But it sounds like
I'm going Jamie King.
Jamie King. Jamie King. Okay, the next matchup in round... now, this one I know you like. The number 4 seed, Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Or do you want the number 13 seed, Nikki Hilton? So you have the Hilton sister, Nikki. Very hot, I think. I like Nikki. A little bit of a schnoz on Nikki.
Wait, Nikki Hilton again?
Nikki Hilton and Jessica Simpson. Jessica Simpson, the singer, big tits.
I got to go Jessica Simpson.
See, I disagree.
We argue about this. Jessica Simpson's got amazing cans.
I don't get to Jessica Simpson. I just don't.
Really?
I mean, she's a hot blonde, I guess, but I'm not into hot blondes with big... You know, like Farrah Fawcett's not hot anymore, right? So, I mean...
We're not doing an all-time like list.
No, but I'm saying she's like the new Farrah Fawcett, and now that Farrah Fawcett's not hot. I think you can see the...
Is she the new Farrah Fawcett?
I don't know. What's the equivalent? What is she? The new Pam Anderson? What is she?
I don't know what she's the new something.
Well, anyway, Jessica Simpson moves on. Nikki Hilton, see ya. According to Corey. These are Corey's picks, not
come
mine.
On. It's got to be Jessica Simpson.
Well...
It has to be Jessica Simpson.
I think America would agree with you. I think
this is one time where the red states and I are in agreement. All right, what's next?
The number 5 seed, Sienna Miller, is a sort of a British actress, very stylish.
Sure.
Dating Jude Law, might marry Jude Law.
That's
I'm not sure
like
that's
a point
happen.
Deduction right there.
Yeah, well, she's very hot. And
you get
the
that
number
talent free ass wife.
The number 12 seed, Christina Aguilera, sort of very young, but almost been through the mill, you could say about Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, she's
which one
got
you want?
Saddlebags.
Both in the same room, Christina Aguilera, Sienna Miller.
Christina is so skanky.
Yeah,
that I like it.
Sienna Miller is almost classy.
Yeah, I'm going Aguilera.
You're going, oh, Aguilera.
You know, she looks like a gutter ditch pig. I mean,
we have the first upside of the tournament. The number 5 seed has been bounced.
That's just a girl who likes to get it. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think Sienna Miller's hotter, though?
No, like, I'm 6 jello shots away from a chance of feeling Christina Aguilera's boob. Sienna Miller would never, ever sleep with me under any circumstances.
But she's in a room, and under our fantasy, our rules,
including
she's in a room
gunpoint and forced rape. She would even,
all
her
right.
heart would stop beating.
So you're going for, you're playing the slut card going with Christina Aguilera.
Gotta be Christina
okay,
Aguilera.
Well, that's fine. Let's move on then. I think this one's pretty easy. Number 3, Kirsten Dunst against the number 14 seed in this bracket, Kristen Bell, the chick from Veronica Mars, the blonde.
Ooh.
From Detroit, I believe.
She's a
Kristen
local
Bell,
girl.
Local girl, very nice looking girl, blonde. Kirsten Dunst, though, one of the all-time greats in my book, I think is dropped.
Yeah.
If you see Bring It On, man, that was the movie.
Yeah, I saw Wimbledon, unfortunately, too. Yeah, but yeah. Kiki's still hanging tough.
Yeah, she's hanging tough. She's dropped
you see
down
her
a notch.
In one of my favorite movies, Eternal Sunshine. She's popping around in her little
yeah,
underwear,
in Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind.
Jumping around on the
I need a name. We're running low on time.
Kiki Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst moves on.
Kiki for me.
See ya, Kristen Bell. Number 6. This one's going to be tough for you. Number 6, Claire Danes. Why she's a number 6 seed, I still can't figure out. I made the list. Number 11 is her opponent, and they're both in the same room. You can pick between Claire Danes and Selma Blair.
Ouch.
Selma Blair, brunette with
that's
almost no boobs.
Another
Detroit girl, Selma
this
Blair.
Is the itty-bitty titty committee bracket here.
Yeah, Claire Danes from My So-Called
they're
Life.
They're both from the...
Bunch of bad movies.
They're from the Mosquito Bite Conference.
You like them both.
I've met Claire Danes.
You've met Claire Danes.
And I'm going to... Selma Blair, though, is hot.
Selma Blair is hot.
It's a very tough game. This
it is.
Is a Claire Danes and a buzzer beater, but that's really
Danes,
tough.
But close.
Very tough.
Close.
I like that Selma Blair.
Claire Danes, and you like
you know why? She's a veteran, but I think the Danes is a little
Danes,
sprightly.
It's hard to be a veteran when you're, what, 26, which she is, but there she is.
No, Selma Blair is a veteran.
I mean, Selma Blair is. She might be 30. She's getting way too old for me. Let's move on. Here's a battle of rock chicks.
Joel only dates girls with Dora the Explorer backpacks.
And your point is what?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Here's maybe somewhat almost yeah. just about ready top okay. of not quite over the hill rock chicks. Number 7, Shirley Manson versus number 10, Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. Shirley
this is
Manson.
Shirley Manson, the redhead from Garbage, very yeah. hot Scottish chick.
Her career's over. I gotta
it
go
is.
Stefani.
Stefani, she bangs that guy from Bush, Gavin. That
does
still
take
doesn't
some points
stop
off.
You.
That's like almost as bad as Jude Law, but Gavin Rossdale.
So you're going with Stefani over
I'm
Shirley Manson?
I'm going with Gwen Stefani.
I man. Disagree, but I'm not going to beat you up over
that. She looked
real
good
in
The Aviator as Gene Harlow.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. Gwen Stefani. Mm-hmm. Knocks out Shirley Manson. Another upset, according to mine. And here's we come to the number 2 seed in this quadrant here. Jessica Alba, number 2 seed.
Sure.
Number 15, and then she's a long shot. I think she's only 17. Maybe she shouldn't even be in this. But Josh Stone, the British soul singer, hot blonde, Josh Stone.
Conventional wisdom would be to go
Jessica
with Jessica
Alba. Jessica Alba's one of the hottest chicks in the world.
I know.
I love that Josh Stone.
I'm not a Jessica Alba fan.
See, I don't know why. Is it is she a little too much brown skin for you, white guy?
Now, why you got to rid of the race card?
Klansman.
You're saying she's a refried bean.
She's a little Spanish. She's a little Spanish.
No, I'm not a big Jessica Alba fan, but I'm going to go. She's also in Sin City.
And she looked good in Sin City, too, doesn't she?
Yeah, the competition's too weak.
Too much for Josh Stone. Josh Stone
the competition's too soft.
Josh Stone might be a comer, though. I mean, she might be.
Yeah, give her a couple years. Sure, sure.
In a year or two, we'll see you next time.
That squad's going to get its act together.
that team's going to get it together. So we've made it through the first quadrant here.
She's a freshman. What are you going to do?
All right, we're up to another number one seed, and this one, the number one seed, Scarlett Johansson, her first opponent is, and this is sad, and certainly a number 16 seed and just squeaked in, Brittany Murphy.
This is like LeBron James playing Emmanuel Lewis in pickup.
Brittany Murphy is nasty. I mean, I mean,
Brittany Murphy.
I'm gonna write Scarlett's name
now,
down.
She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, though. In another game, Brittany Murphy would have a chance
if it was
just straight up crazy chicks will gobble your dick. I mean,
exactly.
That's the thing. Like,
it's not doing coke and sucking dick. It's just having sex with.
Exactly.
No, I'm not trying to say Brittany Murphy has ever done cocaine.
This is gonna get us on the radio,
really.
But
well, whatever.
No, Brittany Murphy looks like she might hurt you.
And Scarlett Johansson,
she might
for those
pop
of you
blood
that don't
vessels
know,
in your nut sack.
Scarlett Johansson, Lost in Translation.
And they know who Scarlett Johansson
big
is, right?
Big cans, nice lips.
If you're able to operate a computer and download an MP3, a 32 meg file that we've...
Yeah, you know, then you know who Scarlett Johansson is.
It's got to be Scarlett.
Might have banged Benicio del Toro.
That's a half
in
point
the
deduction.
In what, the
Chateau
elevator
Marmont.
Of the Chateau Marmont.
That's disgusting.
And that would be a discussion.
Filthy.
Well, here's two that you don't hear about too much anymore, but I'm fans of. Number 8, Sarah Polley.
Yeah.
From what, Dawn of the Dead was her most recent thing, Sarah Polley. And Keri Russell, number 9, the chick from Felicity.
Yeah, it's
the
over
curly
for
hair
Keri
chick.
Russell.
Oh, now don't, you're breaking my heart now. I like them both. I'll be honest. I like them both, but I don't think it's that one-sided. I don't think it's that
one-sided
for Sarah
Polley. The conventional
Polley.
Wisdom would say that Keri Russell's hotter.
Yeah.
She bores me, though, a little bit. Sarah Polley.
You going with Sarah Polley?
That's just me.
This is where we disagree. Nothing has caused me to punch you in the nose yet, but that's coming.
You know what, though?
Believe me.
There's upsets in this tournament, though. You know what I'm saying?
Sarah Polley, the upper...
Sometimes a 15 beats a 16.
Well, that was an 8-9. That was 8-9. Oh, that was 8-9. Like, I did this good. People are looking at this now. They're downloading this list from
your
the website.
Wildest fantasies. People.
It's no one is downloading this. Yeah. The number 4 seed, Mandy Moore.
Ooh.
Actress, singer.
I've seen this one in person,
You've
too.
You've seen her
seen
in person?
This up close.
And the number 13 seed, I don't know if you've seen her in person, Lily Sobieski, the
Ooh.
Wacky,
Ooh.
Kind of looks like a young Helen Hunt, but not in
Ooh.
A bad way.
Ah.
Lily Sobieski or Mandy Moore?
Only in my world would Lily Sobieski even be in this game.
And that's why this is great.
Well, first of all, she's got the name Sobieski, so that sounds Jewish, right?
She's yeah,
and you know Polish. My obsession with Jewish women.
Oh, Mandy Moore? No. Mandy Moore. Here's the thing. Mandy Moore got like really tall.
She is. I've seen Mandy
she's,
Moore.
She's
I've,
kind
I've,
of an Amazon, isn't she?
I've interviewed Mandy Moore. And
she's got giant feet.
I saw her last. It was saw her in L.A. a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
She had this entourage, this flock of chicks. That makes her hot, though, because she had this, like, posse. They were all going to go party and tear the roof off this hotel in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I'm a fat, lonely film kid. But, oh, you're breaking my heart, but Mandy Moore's going to squeak that one.
Mandy Moore. Good choice. I like Lily's crazy. And again, that's good.
She's not Fiona Apple crazy.
She's not Fiona,
she's...
who didn't make our list, sadly. Oh. And, you know, I guess
well,
I...
When we do the top 64 crazy bitches, Fiona Apple's a one.
Oh,
seed.
Here you go. This is it right here, folks. Hold on to your hats for this one.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the number 5 seed, Keira Knightley, the hot actress from
okay,
King
sure.
Arthur and
she's like,
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Against the number 12 seed, Natalie Portman.
Now that's
her doppelganger.
Because you made the two chicks who look like each other,
and that's why this is a good bit because I set it up this way.
Can I
just give you my opinion first?
No.
Keira Knightley is the hotter version of Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman has lost her looks. She's not that hot. She's not a good actress. Keira Knightley is, for me, they do look very similar, but I go with Keira Knightley.
Here's
every time.
Where we part company, my
oh,
friend.
Oh, okay.
Because,
here we go.
Because
there we go. Let me take
no, no,
my...
no. A year ago, I would have said that. I would have said Keira Knightley is the grown-up version of Natalie Portman.
Okay.
She's the adult version of Natalie Portman.
Okay. Keira Knightley, I think, is younger than Natalie Portman, too, believe it or not. But go ahead.
I know, but she looks more like a woman.
She does look more mature.
But not now, because if you haven't seen the movie Closer.
And you thought her ass.
Natalie Portman is in a thong and a whole deal, and she's really hot in that scene. She's a Sabra.
So you're going with Portman?
Of course I'm going with Natalie Portman.
Keira
Knightley's like a wash. You put two girls who are exactly the same.
Well, do you hear that sound? That's disappointment.
In our audience?
That's all respect for that I had for you.
Why are you kidding me? Natalie Portman is so hot.
Let's move on.
You did not see Closer. Watch Closer.
All right.
She's all running around.
Now, this is the number three seed only in our world, but Allison Hannigan, the redhead from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That's Willow.
She was a lesbian. She was kissing chicks. Not the hottest chick by the dictionary definition, but certainly
she's
a girl.
She's got a lot of fan sites.
She's got a library. She looks like a librarian, and
she's been in Maximum.
Against another Buffy alum.
First of all, if she looked like a librarian, I would be at that goddamn
library.
Every day.
You know what? You're right. And I'd
be
big
checking
fan.
Out books on plumbing.
I'm a big fan, but here's the cummer on this. And this is why I put this together.
With the term cummer.
Exactly. Number 14, Michelle Trachtenberg, also from Buffy, who's very young, who is only just reaching the height of her sexiness. Allison Hannigan might be. Allison Hannigan could be sliding down, and Trachtenberg sliding up.
This is a case of veteran gameplay winning out. But Trachtenberg's one to watch. I think very exciting.
So it's Hannigan then. Hannigan is
she's
going
very, in Eurotrip. She's good.
And did you see Ice Princess?
Here's my thing. I didn't see Ice Princess. Oh, okay. Here's the thing about Trachtenberg. In Eurotrip, you can see her ribs.
Oh really?
She's got to like get just that little extra ounce. Do you know what I'm saying? She's too skinny.
Oh, she's too skinny. She needs to get a little more.
Well, I can like see her spleen. It's not probably good.
Okay, that's good. That's
but she's hot. She's definitely hot.
She's
got potential.
Up. She's coming up. Yeah. So she'll be playing Josh Stone somewhere in a final in 5 years.
Coming up.
Well, they're freshmen. They're freshmen, and it's hard to compete with seniors.
It is.
When you're freshmen.
This is Hannigan's last shot at glory. Yeah, sure.
Last trip to the big dance for Allison Hannigan.
Exactly.
Because we did this list 5 years ago, and I dropped, you know, Christina Applegate and Winona Ryder off this list, because that's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because they're past their prime.
Let me tell you, if they're out of Adam Derwitz's phone book.
Adam Derwitz.
You know what I'm saying?
That
guy's amazing.
He got, Aniston and Courtney Cox and Mary Louise Parker.
I would love to be his penis.
He
is just a giant penis himself. That guy's a total dickwad. How is the guy from Counting Goddamn Crows?
He didn't get Allison Hannigan.
We don't know that.
I don't know.
It's not documented.
Can we move on? Because the next one is a chick we both actually know. The number six seed, Chloe Sevigny, who was last seen blowing Vincent Gallo in The Brown Bunny, and a girl we both have personally had conversations with and know, and would never make anyone else's top 65. Number one seed, Marcy Bowen from Von Bondies. Marcy, a hot redhead. If you don't know who Marcy is, a very good-looking redhead.
Can I just
plays guitar, very sexy. Dated Jack White for a while. We see her at the bar all the time in Detroit.
What's our other choice?
Chloe Sevigny. Chloe Sevigny is the crazy F right there. I mean, if you're going on crazy F, I mean, you know Marcy, and you don't want to.
What if Marcy? There's a 1 in 10 chance Marcy could listen to this podcast.
It's entirely possible. Well, she made the list. I mean, this is a pretty exclusive list, and I put Marcy in the list.
I know Marcy.
I know.
I'm gonna go with Marcy.
You're gonna go with Marcy. You know what? No one's kicking Marcy out of bed.
If this show was in Britain, they'd be all about it. They love the Von Bonnies over there.
But you don't think they'd be all about Chloe Sevigny? Did you lose? Have you lost something for? Or was it just
that creepy, disgusting bird beak freak? Vincent Gallo had his man stick in her mouth. On
exactly.
Camera.
Yeah.
And it just she's tainted to me.
Okay.
Now.
No, that's a perfectly valid criticism.
Like 2 years ago, Chloe would have won this tournament.
Chloe would have won the tournament.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Shocking.
Maybe 3 years.
We're not
maybe,
even through.
Maybe
the
3 years out. 3 years ago, Sevigny and a walk.
We're not even going to finish this first bracket.
She's like Monica Seles, you know.
Hey, let's move on. Battle of the Russian tennis players. Number 7, Anna Kournikova.
Yeah.
Against number 10, Maria Sharapova.
Sure. Sharapova.
Sharapova. I agree. And I think Sharapova, younger.
They were playing like the Bell South Classic or something, and her skirt was blown
up.
Yeah,
wasn't that
winds.
Good? Because Anna Kournikova is kind of damaged goods. Guys have fed her off, banged the looks out of her.
The entire Russian mafia has had turns playing finger cuffs.
Yeah. The entire forward line of the starting line of the Russian Olympic hockey team has banged Anacorn. Pavel Bure, the whole thing.
So are we...
No, we got one more. We got one more on the first. This is the first 32 here. The number 2 seed, Christina Ricci, who Corey is all about, against number 15, Eliza Dushku. And I have to say this. I saw a little bit of True Calling. That's Eliza Dushku's show. She was on Buffy, too. Eliza Dushku's gained weight. She's not looking hot. I mean, I thought this was kind of a slam dunk. I mean, guys might think Christina Ricci's chubby, but she's kind of always been chubby. So,
these are the things that trouble a man's soul.
Oh, you're having a hard time with Ricci. I thought Ricci was I thought that was a rubber stamp.
Once again, Ricci was an automatic lock 4 or 5 years ago.
Now, we know a guy who claims he banged Christina, a guy out in L.A. who claims he banged Christina Ricci. And does that have something to do with it?
People say they see UFOs, too. I'm just
saying. You're saying the guy didn't bang.
I'm just saying. Lots of guys go, I saw Nessie. It's true, so Nessie. She's floating. Look at her wee tail floating in the water. Craig Ferguson, we saw Nessie from CBS's Late Late Show. No, it's Christina Ricci. It's got to win that one.
Yeah, she's got to. And Dushku had her day.
Dushku
would not have been a 15 seed 2 years
Dushku's
ago.
A ditch pig.
All right, baby. We're at 66 minutes. We'll do a few more of these, and then we'll save this for the next show. Sound good?
Okay.
Are you good? But how are you feeling right now? I mean, you feeling like
I'm torn now. I want to blow through this list, but I wasted too much time on the pop culture quiz.
You asked me. Yeah, we were talking about Texasville.
Guys, everybody, go listen to Cinema Minimo this week because clearly this show sucks.
This is the most entertaining.
Go listen to Dave the Dude and his innovative brand of slacker stoner bullshit.
You actually listen to those? Then didn't you?
I listen to Dave the Dude.
Dave the Dude is awful. Oy vey.
I'm recreating the Dave the Dude show right now.
Yeah, dead air.
Hey, man.
It's the Dave the Dude show.
You want to listen to the Dave the Dude show?
All right, back to the list. Back to the
list. We got more?
We only did the first half of the bracket.
Are we going to get all the way through this bracket?
No, but we're going to get as far as we can, and then we'll do the next show.
I think we should leave it at 32.
But we did 32, and then we got to do another 32, so we would do 16 more matchups in 6 minutes. Can we blow through them or not?
No.
We'll do as many as we can. Won't we do as many as we can?
I think we hit 32. We should do a whole 32 the next time.
And then we got to do the playoffs when you have, like, Christina Aguilera against Kirsten Dunst, and then we got to do that.
People,
we have to determine a winner. Are we going to stretch this out over 5 shows?
People with actual radio shows do prep time beforehand and decide issues like this. But Joel and I,
we're on the fly.
Left this one. We're on
I sat and produced this dumb list.
All right, let's get to an Elite Eight or a Sweet 16.
Well, no, but I'm saying not on this side. But we're going to do this other side.
Can we get through the bracket in 6 minutes?
Probably not. But let's just do as much as we can. We'll save it for the next show. Let's go. The number one seed on the right side of the bracket here, Thora Birch.
Yeah,
who almost no one knows.
I don't care who she's against. Thora Birch is unstoppable.
She's a force of nature.
She's got inside game.
She's a whirling dervish.
Setting up the inevitable Ricci Birch matchup. You know that's going to happen.
Chubby girls with big cans.
You're evil. That's what I'm about. Girls with big cans.
I'm gonna move Thora Birch over. Do you even want to know who Thora Beach Birch?
She could have beat Gandhi. I don't care who. You...
I had the number 16 seed and clearly outclassed. I actually dropped Britney Spears off the list when I was making it. Tara Reid.
Oh, that's not even a matchup. That's so blow so her right out of the gym. That's like high school. All right, go.
Number 8 versus number 9. Rose McGowan.
Sure.
Dated Marilyn Manson and is on, what's the show with the witches?
Charmed.
Against number 9, Katie Holmes.
Ooh.
Katie Holmes, yeah. See, this is tough. I think you go with the better body, and that's Rose McGowan.
Don't try and prejudice my vote here.
Ricci seems like she... I mean, Ricci. Katie Holmes seems a little uptight.
That Katie Holmes is a PTP, baby! Awesome!
Was that Don Cherry or Rob Parker?
I don't know who that was. Come on!
Oh, did Dick Vitale.
That's Dick Vitale, baby!
Dickie V! I'd like to stick my Dickie V in
Christine. Oh, now you're going wrong. That's going to be
Rose McGowan or Rose McGowan. Rose McGowan.
Is it the crazy factor?
Yeah, Rose McGowan.
Crazy beats hot in many cases. And
now this one you might have because you love the redheads, but I've got my number 4 seed, Mila Kunis, the brunette from That 70 Show.
The annoying bitch from That 70 Show.
From That 70 Shows, but a hot and...
Michael!
Yeah. And the number against number 13, Natasha Lyonne.
Ooh.
The redheaded actress. She was in...
Yeah.
She was in the American Pie movies, or at least the first one.
All logic dictates Mila Kunis.
Slums of Beverly Hills. Situation. Mila Kunis. Leon,
if you want, been picked up for Drunk Driving. If this list is my personal choices.
What is, yeah.
Natasha Lyonne.
Whoa. If you had, here's naked Mila Kunis. Look, this hand is naked Mila Kunis. This hand is naked.
Oh, no, that... That hand is Subway. This hand is Burger King. It's your big, fat, porky fingers. Now,
you can't not take Mila
if,
Kunis.
If this
is
list
the
is just my personal.
This
picks,
is who you would sleep with if they were both in front of
Natasha
you.
I would take
Natasha Lyonne.
Because, you know, she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
You know, one of these is going to make.
Mila Kunis is like high maintenance, a pain in the ass. All right, let's get blow through a couple more before the show is...
Number five, and then again, this is somebody no one's going to know. Lauren Ambrose, she's the redhead from 6 Feet Under.
Yes.
Another redhead, you like redheads. Against number 12, Kaylee Cuoco. That's the blonde from 8 Simple Rules to Date My Teenage Daughter.
Oh.
The blonde, nice body on her, not a great face.
There's blondes like that at Diamond
Dogs. There are a lot of blondes. I like her, but Lauren Ambrose?
Lauren Ambrose, clearly.
Lauren Ambrose?
Lauren Ambrose is sort of my ideal girl in a lot of ways, right?
I guess.
You've seen girls I've gone out with.
No, Lauren Ambrose is a little dumpy, but cute. Cute.
Girls I've hit on and gotten
cute,
rejected
curvy.
By. Girls I have gone out with.
Okay.
Yeah, Lauren Ambrose is right
in there. Kaylee Cuoco, I'd still throw it to. I'd still give it to Kaylee.
I'm not saying.
So, Kaylee, if you're listening.
She's got a Hawaiian name, and that just screws the whole thing up. Blonde chick with a Hawaiian name. What's going on there?
Oh, my goodness. All right, one more, and then we're going
to
stop here. One more, and we're stopping here. Okay, this is the last one.
Mahalo.
Morgan Webb, the host of X-Play on G4.
That show no
talking
one's
of complete
watched.
Nerddom, but tall, big, giant hooters.
It's a hot chick that reviews video games.
Against number 14, Nicole Richie. Been strung out on heroin, Nicole Richie.
Let
from
me
Simple
tell you about
Life.
This sea hag, Nicole Richie, okay? All right, she's like a bucket of chum. You throw her in the water and sharks just come up. I mean, that's...
She's looking better. She lost some weight. I mean, you want to give her
yeah,
any...
Yeah, she's looking like a dead possum on the side
well,
of the road.
Well, Morgan
is that
Webb
better?
Is a number 3 seat. So
Morgan Webb in
look
a
up
wash.
Morgan Webb, actually, if you can on the internet.
She
you
was
know
in
she
one
is.
Of those Maxims or FHMs.
Yeah, she's got a great body, and she likes to play Xbox. And that's right up
there. Is that it? Is that the
that's
going
to do it for That's going to do it for the amount of time we have left for the show. So thanks, y'all, for listening. We're going to get back to this. Remember to download this list. Racks and Brackets, the name of the show this week. Show 4. You can download this. We'll finish this off on the next one. We'll figure out who Corey's dream girl is. Corey, we're going to tease next week where you'll have to decide between Bijou Phillips and Amanda Bynes. Save it. And which Bush daughter you would rather bang. But that will be next time.
This is cutting edge radio,
this
isn't
is,
it?
We really are innovators on the podcast. Wow. Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Next week, traffic and weather on the 8th.
And we're going to give away $1,000.
Big Ticket's going to pay my bills.
We're going to wake up your boss.
Phony phone scams.
Hey, giving it up to Seaholm High School. I don't know why.
Giving it up to Seaholm.
Well, don't they call out the names of high schools on lame morning talk right now?
Let's give it up for the Troy Colts and their big win over.
Big game in the MAC conference tonight. It's
they beat Groves.
Utica Eisenhower versus Dakota High.
What's the airport? It's like Romulus Airport.
Romulus.
There's an airport high school. It's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for listening to Show 4. Go to joelthecomic.com to get this show. Email us, joel@joelthecomic.com. Let us know if you
new
like
new site
the
coming
show.
Up next week.
New site coming up next week. We'll announce that
lots
where you can get the show. Lots
the show.
Of exciting stuff. So Corey's going to play us out with either Hot Hot Heat or the Kaiser Chiefs or something else. It's more Hot Hot Heat for you, folks. Thanks for listening to Show 4. We're going to finish the brackets, download those. And we'll see you next time, folks.
Live from your hot tub.
Live from the hot tub next week.